A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga. I am she. Today, I want to talk to you about these jobs numbers that came out today. And I am cracking up. Today was like a really fun news day because it was just so much like incredulousness that came out in the news, whether it's from people being mad that they took the man off of the Cracker Barrel side, like they are like reversing course. I thought that was hilarious. But to the way that people are reporting these jobs numbers and they are so afraid of this administration, and maybe I just live in my own world. Maybe I should be scared. I'm not. But you know, the things that are happening, you know, with people being fired for teaching and courses that are on the books that they have to teach, that have the title that they have to teach, whether it has to do with race or gender or whatever, like, you know, whole state governments. Like, I feel like y'all got other stuff to do. I don't know. I'm just not really voting for Congress people so they can go in and go through syllabi. Of college professors. I just feel like y'all got other stuff to do. And if that's what was going to be part of your job, then I need to think differently about who I'm voting about. But I say that to say it's been a crazy news cycle. But in this particular news cycle, I have been cracking up over the tiptoeing around the jobs report that came out and how people are just saying, well, you know, and I've seen this on three different networks. Oh, it seems that the administrator miscounted or miscalculated the number of jobs, you know, really playing it down like, oh, you know, kind of like, you know, you're getting changed back from your hamburger or cheeseburger that you bought. And it's like, oh my God, you know what? I gave you an extra nickel back, you know, or, oh my God, I shorted you a penny. The numbers were off by 900,000. That's almost a million jobs that were created or not created. They were off. 900,000 jobs they said were going to be created, and we're going to have this big job market and just hold on. It seems like it's really tight now, but you know, the wave is coming. No, it's not coming. It's not coming. It's not going to come this time. The next time, the next month's numbers, then it's not going to come. The next month's numbers, it's not going to come. Economically, it's not possible. We're heading into a recession if we're not already there. And they're just trying to, you know, this is why he's firing his sister, Lisa Cook, who's suing him. He illegally fired her because you can't fire them because they're supposed to be nonpartisan. But anyway, he's fired her anyway. So I guess he's got some money to get some more of our tax money to spend on these court cases. But yeah, what you need to know is it's not going to get better with this person in place. That's what I need you to know. The job market is not going to get better. In fact, it's getting worse. And it's going to get even more worse for people who have been impacted more harshly. I would argue Black women. And I would argue anyone who is not white, male, and Christian. It's just going to be tough. Like, because there are no policies in place and no laws that are going to be enforced that will protect your rights. You know, you don't have a right to a job, even, you know, in general, but even if you are supremely qualified for jobs, there's no way that, you know, someone can tell you no or not put you in the pool and, you know, discriminate against you, for lack of a better word, and you have any type of recourse. So it's not going to happen. I think it's fascinating that people are tiptoeing around this horrible performance by this administration. I mean, I don't care what your political affiliation is. It has been horrendous. Everything that was supposed to have happened has not happened. We have not seen lower prices. We are being gouged by all of these places. Oh, the groceries, the eggs are going to go down. I don't even eat eggs anymore. My family, we're about to be vegans because I'm like, well, we're not paying that for this. We're not going to pay that for this chicken. That steak is too high. We're not doing that. We've been eating lots of vegetables and killing fruit flies because we're getting them at the farmer's market. Because we're like, oh no, we cannot go into Publix another day. Kroger is too hot. Like, it's too hot. So all the stuff that he is saying that he was going to do beforehand, he's not done it. And in fact, he's doing even worse, right? We had jobs before he came in. People had jobs. People, you know, could afford their homes. People could afford certain things, you know. And I'm not trying to lay all of this at his feet, because I know the economy is just what it is, right? And I know that things are skyrocketing. But when you impose tariffs on people as a show of strength, and you drive up the cost of everything. I mean, even the little cheap stuff we could get from overseas, you can't get it cheaply anymore. Like, you go to buy something for $5 and the shipping is $30. They're like, oh, that's something we don't need. We don't need it. We don't need it. We don't need it. Okay. That's something we don't need. I'm in a different place today, which is why I keep moving back and forth. Anyway, my point is, what you need to know is it ain't going to get no better. So what you need to know is, stop being scared of this person. He is, what are y'all scared of? Seriously. I mean, I feel bad for the people who are being illegally detained. I feel bad for the people being illegally policed. I feel bad for the people who are being illegally expelled or deported. I feel bad for what's happening all across the globe because of our lack of intervention. And we could make a difference, and we're just not doing anything. We're just watching kids starve and get killed. I feel bad about all of that. But ultimately, I'm just like, when are we going to stop being scared? When are we going to show some courage? When are we going to show some courage? I mean, really. I mean, and then all the fear mongering. Oh my gosh. You know, you think it's bad now. The jobs are bad now. Just wait until Vance gets in. I mean, we know this person. If y'all don't get out of here, just like 47 can get it, Vance can get it too. I don't know where y'all grew up. It don't matter. It don't matter who it is. So maybe my background is showing up. But I was like, and so, all right, Vance, come on. You can get it too. And whoever's after him can get it too. When are we going to exercise some courage? When are we going to say enough is enough? So I need you to know your bottom. I need you to know your boundary when it comes to this administration and what you will allow and won't allow. I need you to know when you are going to stand up for yourself and for others. And don't ask me what I'm doing. I'm doing plenty. So don't worry about me. Worry about your damn self. And don't come over here trying to, like some of my people that I know, I won't say, identify them by name or by affiliation, who are always like, what are we going to do? Well, we over here been doing it for a long time. Welcome. I guess you want to take fewer trips to your summer homes and stuff. Maybe you need to stay around and figure out these voting rights things going on down here, and all this stuff that we've been fighting against for the last 10 years I've been down here. But welcome. Welcome. And we do need you in the fight, so I won't be so flippant as to act like we don't. But get a cause. Get a boundary and get some chutzpah. Stop operating in fear. So that's what I need you to know. Now is not the time to be scared. It is the time to be brave. It is time to stand up for yourself. And it's the time to draw the line in the sand. We cannot withstand another 3.5 years of this. We won't. There'll be nothing left of the United States. All right. So with that in mind, tune in next week to a Black Executive Perspective podcast, the award-winning Black Executive Perspective podcast featuring Tony and Chris, who are having amazing conversations about lots of different topics. And I will see you next week. Tune in next week to hear what I have to say. And I want you to just stay positive. Stay hopeful. Stay hopeful. You know, so many of y'all claim to have faith. Lean on it. Lean into it. And more importantly, stay informed. Stay informed. All right. And if you got a job, stay in. All right. Now's not the time to be chasing dreams. Nope. Stay in. All right. That's it. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
A Black Executive Perspective.